Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 21st day of Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Demai, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah of the Perek, and also the last Mishnah of the whole Masechta. Says the Mishnah Ches. A person who had 10 rows, each one, each row consisting of 10 barrels or 10 pitchers of wine. So in each row you've got 10 pitchers. Altogether, we've got 100 pitchers of wine. Sometimes the Mishnah uses the word chavis and kad interchangeably, but it's the same thing. Va'omar. And then the owner of these pitchers said as follows. He said, "Shura hachitzona achas meiser. I hereby declare that one of the outer rows is going to be meiser for the whole 100. Ven yadeh ezeh, but now we don't know which one. We forgot which one. Which is the outer one that he meant? And there are four possibilities because there are four outer rows on the perimeter of this square. So, if that's the case, in each one of those rows, there's also one pitcher that could be Trumas Meiser, a Meiser of the Meiser that has to go to the coin. So what do we do now to take away any suffix of Trumas Meiser? Trumas Meiser is a serious problem. That only a coin can eat it. It's a Chas V'Sholm if a non-coin eats it. So what do you do? Neutel Shtei Chavias Lochson. What he can do is he can take two diagonally opposite barrels, two diagonally opposite pitchers. Like we said, they're interchangeable. The Mishnah uses them, sometimes calls it a barrel, sometimes a pitcher. You take the two diagonally opposite barrels. Now, what you know is that when you have four outer rows, there are definitely going to be each of those ends, each of those corners is really the beginning of one row going horizontally and then another one vertically. So if you take two diagonally opposite barrels or pitchers, you've actually covered all four external rows, because one of those rows could go up, one of them could go down, and the diagonally opposite of one is exactly the same thing. So once you've got those two, that's one 100th that could act as Trumas Meiser, and you take both of these barrels. And what you do is you give them to the kohen, you sell them actually to the kohen for the value of truma, but you actually only sell one, you only get the price of one, the other one has to give for free, because the kohen was meant to get one barrel out of this 100 as his Trumas Meiser. So you take the two of them, you sell them to the kohen for the price of one barrel of truma, or one pitcher of truma. One the coin gets for free. So that solves it if the person said one outer row is Meiser. What happens if he says Chatzi Shura Hachitzona Achas Meiser? He says that half of the one of the outer rows is Meiser. Now, how many outer rows are half outer rows? Of course there are eight. We don't know which one. Ve'ein Yodua Ezehir. And we don't know which one it is, which half row, because there, as I said, there are eight half rows, each two half rows comprising one of the outer rows. And if that is the case, in each one of these half rows, there is half a barrel, which could be Trumas Meiser. So how do I get rid of this suffix of Trumas Meiser among the barrels here? Noitel arba chavias ma'arba zavias. What you do is you take four barrels on from each corner, one barrel. Each one of those barrels will therefore be registered, or it'll work for at being as Trumas Meiser for each one of the half rows, outer rows. So what you've got is in each barrel from you'll now take in the barrel from each of the half outer rows, and half of each of those barrels of these four is a suffix from a smicer. All the rest will be now mutter. So you take the four barrels, you sell to the coin half of the value of half the barrel that you're chayv for Trumas Maaser. You sell to the Kohen each of these barrels, half of the wine that's in these barrels, except for one half that you that a Kohen has to keep and you can't charge, has to get for nothing. In this way, what you've done is you've got rid of any suffix of the half of the Trumas Maaser. Why? Because let's think again. Half a row, there are eight half rows. And of this eight half rows, we know that half a barrel on each one of these could be the Trumas Maaser. But once you've taken each of the corners and you've taken half of them, then that will serve, each corner serves for two half rows, one to the right, one to the horizontally, one to vertically, the other one on each corner. It's like that. So really, as soon as you've taken the four corner barrels, you've already made sure that you've covered all the possible Trumas Maasers that there could be. Sell the four to the Kohen, that leaves half the barrel of each of the corner ones, except for one of them that you give for free. So you're selling four for the price, really, of three. What happens if he says, Shura Achas Maisa? If he says, one row is Maisa Rishon, and he didn't mention the word Chitzoina, he didn't even say the outer one. Now, there are 10 rows, 10 possibilities. Vayndidu'ezi, we don't know which row he meant. So there's a barrel in every single one of these rows. There could be a barrel which is a suffix that it could be Trumas Maaser. It could be the one out of the 100 that it could be the Trumas Maaser. So how do you get around this problem? Noitel Shura Achas Lochsan. Take a row along the diagonal, or 10 barrels along the diagonal, going from one point, one of the corners to the other corner. And then if you've done that, you know for sure you've got a barrel from each row. Now, these 10 barrels, each one of them could be a suffix from a smicer. We don't know which row he meant. So take these 10 barrels, sell them to the Kohen, again, for the price of 9. One he has to get for free, because the Kohen, it has to get at least one of these of Trumas Maaser for free, as we said before. Once you've done that, the rest of the barrels are all okay. What happens if he says, Chatzi Shura Achas Maaser? Half of one row is Maaser Rishon, is going to be the Maaser. Then it is here, we don't know which half of the row he meant. Now, every single row, there are two half rows, and in each one of these half rows, half a barrel could be Sofik Trumas Maaser, could be the Trumas Maaser. So what do you do now? Notel Shtei Shuras Lochsan. You'll have to take 10 barrels on each diagonal. And then, once you've taken that, you take a barrel from each half row, and the half of each of these barrels, of the 20 barrels that you've got, because you've got 20 barrels, 10 along each diagonal, will be a Sofik Trumas Maaser. Sell the 20 half barrels to the Kohen for the price of 19. One he has to keep, one he gets for free, and all the rest is mutter. Now, the worst case, or the most expensive, difficult case is Chovis Achas Maaser. What happens if he says, one of these barrels is Maaser Rishon? Ben Yedu'ezi, you don't know which one he meant. We don't know which one he meant. But we know that one of these 100 barrels is Trumas is Maaser, which means that there is a Sofik Trumas Maaser in every single one of these 100 barrels. Every one of them, a tenth of them, could be a Trumas Maaser. So then he has a big job. Noitel Mikol Chavis V'Chavis. He will have to take a tenth of each and every barrel as Trumas Maaser, because each one of them is the Sofik. Each barrel itself could be the Maaser that he meant. And he sells all these tenths to the Kohen, except for one, the value of one Aseris that he has to give for free as Trumas Maaser. Slick Masechta Itamai, and Mistat immediately the Masechta of Kilaim, which is the second mission of today. What's Kilaim? Kilaim is the prohibition of sewing different kinds together. It can be different kinds of produce. It can also mean mixing, grafting different trees, a branch from one tree, a fruit tree, and another fruit tree. And it can be grafting also, even it can be also mating different animals together. So we can have kalaim in animals, trees, or plants. And our Mishnah is going to start off talking about things that are different kinds or not different kinds as to whether the Isser of Kilaim will apply. And it's going to tell us here that certain things, although they have different names, they're not necessarily different species as far as Kilaim is concerned. And the Torah, when it talks about the prohibition of Kilaim, of mixing different species, says, Sodcha lo sizra Kilaim, you shall not sow Kilaim, different kinds of things. But you can even have sometimes different kinds of wheat, sometimes could be Kilaim. But we're going to see here that there are certain things which are really the same species, but because they have a different color, because they are different names, they look like they're different, they sound like they're different, and yet they're not. Says the Mishnah, Hachitim v'azunin einen kalaim zavizah. Wheat and a type of inferior wheat, which is called zunin. Some say it's black, a type of black seeds that grows among the wheat, are not kalaim with each other. And if you sow them together, you will not be over the Isser kalaim. Why? Because effectively, they're both wheat, zunin just a lower quality of wheat. Hasorim v'shibol shul, barley and oats. Hakusmin v'hashifon, or if one sows spelt and rye. V'hapoel v'hasapir, beans and chickpeas. V'hapurkudon v'hatoifach, small peas and toifach, is a kind of bean. Again, all these are type of legumes. V'poel halovon v'hashuis, and the white beans and kidney beans. All these pears that we've mentioned are really the same variety, and einam kilaim zavizah. They are not considered kilaim, diverse kinds, that if you sow them together, we would not be over the Isra of kilaim. However, if one took a species from one of the pears we've mentioned with another pear, for example, you put the barley together with the white bean, it's mashma from a Mishnah that would be kilaim with each other, and it would be prohibited.